Okay, today is Daf Chaf Vav of Maseches Erevin. You don't need pictures today. One picture, but we're on Chaf Hey Amid Beis by the fourth line from the bottom. He of Avavanurka. There was an Avavanurka. What is that? It's a enclosure of a tree inside an orchard. So basically, it was a tree, and they built a gate around the tree. And you can go sit there and have like a picnic. So there was such a thing. Now, that's in the field. So there was such a idea. Tahavale l'Reish Kalusa bebustine. That was in the Reish Kalusa's orchard. And Amale l'Rav Huna Bar Chinina. He told Rav Huna Bar Chinina li'evid mar takanta, do something so that l'machar ne'echal na'amol hasan. So tomorrow we could eat bread in there. We want to have a picnic Shabbos morning, Shabbos afternoon. So make it that we could carry from the house through the orchard into this enclosure. Okay? So, what's the issue? The issue is that the orchard is a karfe, and it's not hukaf l'dira. So how do you get the carry inside? So Azali went, avad kana kana pachas mishlosha. He put in sticks in the ground, going from the house to the tree, and he made sticks less than 3 tefachim apart to make a path on two sides, to make a path to walk. You got the case? That's what he did. Made a path. So, Azar Rava went, Shalfinu, he removed them. He took those, he said, you don't even need sticks. It's mutter without that. And not only that, Azar Rav Papa Rav Huna bar Braid Rav Yoshua, these two Amorayim, Rav Papa and Rav Huna, naktinu mibasvei. They hid them. So no one should find the sticks, and everyone should be clearly about the halacha. Says Rashi, the two of them went to sleep Friday night, and Shabbos morning they woke up, and they said to Rava, even though we hid them, we realized we made a mistake. And we have three kashas, Rava, on you. You went ahead and removed them. What are you doing? You can't do that. As a matter of fact, Lamachar, Eisei Ravina LaRava. The first one is Ravina. Ravina was not part of these people. Ravina says to Rava Shabbos morning, one second, Ir Chadasha, regarding Tchum, which you get 2,000 amos, right? So Ir Chadasha, if it's a new city, Moded in La Miyashiva Tsa, you measure the 2,000 amos from your house. The Yeshena, but an old city, Mechamasa, from the wall. You don't live near the wall. You live in the middle of the city. But you get the end of the wall to 2,000 amos from the wall. Now, Ezu Chadasha, Ezu Yeshana, what's the difference in a new city? How long does it have to be existence to be new and old? It has nothing to do with that. Chadasha, a new city, is Shehukva. First it was surrounded, Ulubasof Yashva, and then people sat in it. And Yeshana, an old city, is Yashva. It was settled. Ulubasof Hukva. Then they decided to put up a wall. After they lived there. The High Nami. This enclosure around the tree, Kahukva, it's like it was enclosed. Ulubasof Yashva. And only then was it settled. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. What?
It should be the other way around.
No, Rashi says, High Pardes, this orchard, Hare Hukaf Yamim Rabim. The orchard was surrounded many years, many, all, long time. The surrounding of the tree was made more recently. One second.
Yeah, but he's looking at it in a very narrow way.
One second. Let's finish Rashi. The heck if hapardes, and when you surrounded the pardes, lava darte the hachdira havi. You didn't make surround the pardes for dira. You didn't do that at all, right? It's an orchard. Nobody lives in orchards. Vidami ki hukaf ulubasof yashav. It's like it was surrounded, and only then was it inhabited. Okay, it's like it was surrounded, and only then it was inhabited. Meaning, there's no way that you can use this area without those sticks. That's what he meant to say. That's the only nekuda we get out of this point. That was his kasha. There's no way, Rava. You took the sticks away. There's no way you could do that. Now, Amalei Rav Papa LaRava. Even though Rav Papa hid them, Rashi says he changed his mind. He says to Rava, Om Rav Asi, Mechitzos Adralklin, Loshma Mechitza. The Mechitza of the... It's either the workers, the architect, all these guys at the construction site. What? The construction workers. Anything they do, that they have a little hut so they can rest from the minute, that's not considered a Mechitza. Alma, what do you see? Kivin de Litzniusa Avida, lo have a Mechitza. Something made just for privacy. Right? Just for Tznius, just for privacy. That's not a Mechitza. Hakanami, Kivin de Litzniusa Avida, lo have a Mechitza. Same thing over here, that you surrounded the tree. What is that? It's a Mechitza. It's not a Mechitza. It's a little privacy with the kids. That's not a Mechitza. From Rav Huna, Breda Vashula Rava. Question number three. Same Rav Huna who hid them now turned around and said, okay, I was wrong. Am Rav Huna, Mechitza Sula Nachas, a Mechitza made just for ease, just to have things easy. Lo Shma Mechitza. That's not a Mechitza either. To Haraba Baravua, Rabba was Ma'ariv Le Kula Mechuza. He would enclose the entire Mechuza, RCA, RCA, neighborhood by neighborhood. Says Rashi, Shchunas, Shchunos, Levadam. Every neighborhood by itself. Ubechal Shchuna, Hayimuvot, Harbe. In every neighborhood, there were a lot of streets, a lot of mavois. Velo Hitir Es Ha'ir Kula Biyachat. The entire city could not be enclosed at one time. Afal Pi Shaisa Ir Kitana. Even though it was a small city, She'ein Nichnasin Ba Shishim Ribui. Didn't have 600,000 people. That's not why he did neighbor by neighbor. That wasn't the reason. Vitanya, Utnan lekamon ir shal yachid ma'arvin eskula. If it's a small city, like an ir of a yachid, a guy in the olden days, doesn't happen today. A guy says, okay, I'm making a city over here. I have a big family. I'll make my own city. So that's a small city. You could enclose the entire city. Says Rashi, it wasn't 600,000 people in Mechuza. I could make an Arab. No, I could. V'hainu shal yachid in a domel dagli megvar shal shishim ribui. It's not like the mibur at all. That wasn't the issue. He made an Arab on neighborhood. Why did he do a neighborhood by neighborhood? You'll see now, back into the Gemara. Mishum peira de betore. Because of the fruit of the oxen. What does that mean? Says Rashi, there used to be in the middle of the street holes in the ground where people would throw food for the oxen to munch on while they're walking or traveling or working. Says Rashi, shocha amuka haisa. There were holes. Bein shchuna l'shchuna. In between each neighborhood. Visham hayumunachim garine tamarim, they would put seeds of dates, lechol hashvarim, so the oxen could eat them. Va'ir ein lachoma, it doesn't have a wall. Umuvos shel shchuros mifulashim, the streets were there's no dead ends. Just you see the picture in Rashi. In the middle of the street there are these holes, and in the holes they put some food. Vasu mechitzos l'roshim muvos. So they made mechitzah at the head of every mavui, l'chol tzad shechutz l'ir v'hishtamer hagaminin to watch these food. V'lo choshech le mechitzah l'tzar v'tzem muvot. They couldn't use the holes as part of the mechitzah. Lasos l'tzar v'tzem muvot. Lasos l'ir achas. Af al pisha mechitzah shal kai mahoisa. Even though it was a good mechitzah, they couldn't use the holes. Why not? Because you can't use mechitzahs that are just made for convenience. Vaha peira de betore, these holes, kimechita su lanachas damya. They're like mechitzos that were done for convenience. Right, just lanachas, for convenience. So too over here. This enclosure of the tree was just done for convenience. The question comes back. Rava, how could you take the sticks away? Right? So the truth is that the Gemara concludes that really Rava was wrong. Right, Rav was wrong. So, but the bottom line is that Shabbos morning, when everyone woke up and realized they made a mistake, it was Shabbos already. So, Kari Allah Reish Galusa. The Reish Galusa said, Chachamim Hema Lahara Alehetiv Lo Yadu. Yeah, they don't know how to make bad. They don't know how to make good. To make me problems, that they're really expert at. Excellent making problems. To give me the Heter, which I wanted on Friday, that already they didn't come through for me. Okay. That was the. Okay, next. Amar Biloy. Rabbi Eliezer, the Afilu Kur, base Kur, that Rabbi Eloy said that he heard from Rabbi Eliezer that a Gina and a karfeif that were not hukaf ledira is mutter to carry, even if it's a base core. Okay? Even, it's very large. So, masnitsin deloki chananya. This can't go like the opinion of chananya. Why? Tanya, chananya omer, afiluhu arbotim sa. Even if it's 40 sa, a base core is 30 sa. So Chananya said, I have even 40 sa. So there's no one that said, no one in our mission said that. The biggest case we had in our mission was 30 sa. Chananya said 40 sa. The mission can't be like Chananya. The Tanya, Chananya Omer, Afilu hi arbo'im sa, kisratya shal melech, kistariyatartya shal melech, like the, even if it's 40 sa, like the garden, whatever, the anteroom, not the anteroom, the garden, some kind of garden,
yard.
Palace yard, the yard of the king. Amar Rav Yochanan, and by the way, Ushnei Mikra Echa Darshu, they both darshan from the same pasuk. It says that Shnemar, it says, Vayhi Yeshaya Lo Yotza El Chatzar Hatichona. He didn't go outer Chatzar. He went to visit Chizkiyahu because he was sick, and it says he went to the outer Chatzar. Ksiv Ha'ir, but if you look at the pasuk there, the pasuk says the word ear. Not chatzar. The pasuk says ear. So, ksiv ear. It says ear. The karinon chatzar. But we read it as chatzar. Mikan. Why would the pasuk do a kriya ksiv? It's a funny thing. Ear chatzar. Mikan. Lestatart yoshal melech. That this garden, this yard of the king, ishayuk bayaros beinus, was the size of a small little city. A huge palace, right? A huge yard. So, b'maika miflagi, what are they arguing about? They're arguing about, well, how big is that city? Mar Savar, Rabbi Eloi held, Ayaros, Beidus have a base core. It's a base core, Rabbi Eliezer, whatever, our Mishnah, it was a base core. Umar Savar, and Chanani held Mem Sahav, and it was 40 sa. The base core is 30 sa. He held it's 40 sa. Now, Vishayo, my boy Hossam, what was Vishayo doing there? Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar B'Yochanan, Malamed, Shechalach Hitzkiyahu, Chizkiyahu got sick. V'halach Yeshayahu, and Yeshayahu went, V'hoshiv Yeshiva al Pisco, and he set up a yeshiva at the entranceway. That's what he was doing there. Mikan, from here you see, Otama Chacham, Shechala, that Otama Chacham gets sick, Shemoshiv and Yeshiva al Pisco, that we put up a yeshiva at the entranceway. As a remedy, he should get better. That's not really true. Dilma Asil Igure Bey Sutton. If you do that, Sutton will turn his attention from the Chola and focus it on you people. So, that's not a recommended idea. Okay. Next. V'chein shamati haimenu anshe chatzar sheshachach echad v'lo iriv beitzo asar. Then we said like this. You have five people living in the chatzar. Right? One of them, and they want to make an eriv. So what does that mean? In order to make an eriv, all five of them have to participate and give bread. What if one of them forgot? He forgot, he wasn't around, whatever it is. So he didn't participate. So not only did he not participate, but that prevents the air from working. You can't have four-fifths of an air. You need every single person in the chatzah. This guy forgot. So what is he? The only option he has is, he has to be mevatel his rishos. If he's mevatel his rishos, the air of now will work. Why? Because now there's only four houses there. The fifth one doesn't count. Doesn't exist. But he can't use it. Because by using it, he's undoing the bittul. So he has to bunk with someone else, that Shabbos. Okay? By the way, the other four people could use the house. Because they, to them, it's not a negation of the bittul. Just the opposite. To them, it flows with the bittul. Right? Now the truth is, he doesn't really have to be about the little house. He only has to be about the little chatzah. How's he going to get from the house to the street? He has to go through the chatzah. Doesn't really have to be about the chatzah to the house. Technically, if you have someone not leave the house the whole Shabbos, that might work. So the Gemara says. So the Mishnah said that anche chatzah sheshacha echad v'lo irev, right? Beso aser. The house is aser. He can't use his house. Okay. V'atnan, but we learned elsewhere. Beso aser. Lahotzi ulahachnis lo vilohen. We learned elsewhere that the house is usher, not just for the guy, that's for sure, but for the other four people. They even Dan also can't use the house. And what's the reason for that? Right? What's the reason for that? It's Amar of Huna, Brid of Yeshua, Amar of Sheish, it's low kasha. It's not a kasha. It's not a stira. You know why? It's two different people. Ha! Here in our Mishnah, it was Rabbi Eliezer, Vahar Rabbanan, and over there it's the Rabbanan. It's two different people. And by the way, Kishatin Shalomer, if you're going to think about it a little bit, if you're going to analyze it a little bit, L'divrei Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who said what? He said that when you're Mavatal, you're Rishus. The other people could use the house. Right? Hamavatal Rishus, Chatzero. When you're Mavatal, you're Chatzer. Rishus beso bitel. The house comes along with it. You don't have to say that. You don't have to say that. You don't have to specify, and I'm Mavatal the house. It's automatic. How you get into your house? You have to go through the chatzah, but you don't have any rights in that chatzah. You mavatal it. Right? The rest of the other four people, they have no issue. They own this chatzah now. It's Hefker. The same owner going back into the house, he shows, no, it's really my house still. It's really my chatzah still. That doesn't work. Now, li Rabbanan, and according to the Rabbanan, ha-mavatal rishus chatzero, if you mavatal your chatzah, rishus beis lo bitel. You're not mavatal your house. After all, the house has nothing to do with the Eruv. So Gemara says, Pshita, but there's no other way to explain it. What do you mean if you analyze it? There's no other way to explain it. So, I'm a Rechava, Ana, me, Rav Huna Bar Chinina, Tirgama, we explained it like this. Lo Nitzrucha, the whole case is like this. L'chamisha, Sheshor Ruyin, B'chatzer Echad, there were five people in the Chatzer, V'shachach Echad Mehen, Velo Erev. And one of them forgot and didn't make an Erev. So, L'divrei Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Kishahu Mavatel Rishuso, when he's Mavatel his Rishus, Ein Saruch Levatel L'kol Echad V'Echad. He doesn't have to be Mavatel to each and every one. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer holds of a very broad and a very loose kind of bittel. Once you're Mavatel your chatzer, the house comes along with it. Therefore, you have to go to each of the five, each of the four in a battle. Okay, Reuven, I'm Mavatel my chatzer to Shabbos, to do you a favor. Shimon, you have to do that. Once you go to one of them, it works for all of them. Lechach l'rabbanan, tzarech l'vatel l'chol echad v'yechad. You have to go to each and every one. Why? Because the stinginess goes hand in hand. The stinginess of your bittel. I'm only Mavatel my chatzer, I'm a house. And so too, you have to be battled to each and every one. Okay, we'll learn the Rashi. It's a little bit of a long Rashi, but we have time. Rashi says, "Lo nitzrucha el chamisha shor bechatzer." The Ashmeidan Rav Sheshes. When Rav Sheshes said, "If you analyze it, you'll see what I'm saying." What do you mean if you analyze it? There's no other way to learn. What do you mean if you analyze it? It's pasha. That's the answer. L'sum leiv l'havin tam. If you go apply yourself to figure it out, machlukasan the machlokes v'lumod haymenu dover acher. We can learn something else from the machlokes, which is what. To the Rebbe Eliezer, mevatel ba'ayin yafa mevatel. He's mevatel it with an ayin yafa. That means he's mevatel it very, very broadly, very loosely. V'lo amrinon chatzer de gully gully bias de lo gully. Well, the chatzer he said. So that's mevatel. But the house, which he didn't say, he's not mevatel. No, we don't say that at all. V'yol of minayin, we learn from here another halacha. Tehecha de batel lachad binayhu, batel lakulu. When you mevatel to one, you mevatel to all of them. For long we don't say Laman de Goli Goli Man de la Goli Logot. To Reuven I was mevatel, but that's Shimon I don't like. So Shimon I'm not going to talk to. No, we don't say that at all. Ula Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, the exact opposite. Tzarech levatel lechol echad v'yechad. You have to be mevatel to each and every one. Ki heichid de lagavi bias svir lohu. Just like by a house, he holds. De lamai, de mai de lo parish, lo bottle. You didn't specify it. It's not bottle. Hachanami. Laman de lo parish, lo bottle. The one you didn't specify, it's on bottle. The kulon asurin, and they're all asur. Da'afagav tahay im chaveiro. Even though when you made an air with your friend, ki erv mi esmol yesterday, adaita dahi chulka lo irev dahi shaita lavdi dehu. Okay, fine. The Rashi goes off to a whole other thing. We're going to have to go, do the rest of the Rashi. What do you see from here? That's what his nekuda was. When he said if you analyze it, what I wanted to highlight was, of course, it's pashut. That they're arguing on the house. Rabbi Eliezer holds the ayin yafa here. So when you mevatel your chatzer, which has to be mevatel to save the Erev,
the house isn't thrown in also. The Rabbanan said not like that. But you see another halacha. Do you have to be battle to each and every one? According to Eliezer, no. Because it's very broad. And according to Rabbanan, you do.
Now the Gemara says, Kiman azla hadutanya chamisha shiur b'chatzer echad, five live in one chatzer. V'shachach echad b'hem v'lo yirev, and one forgot. Kishu v'vatel reshut, ain't tzarech l'vatel reshut l'chol echad b'echad.
You don't have to battle to each and every one. Kiman, who's that like? Krabi Eliezer.
Krabi Eliezer, very simple.
Rav Kahana Masni Hachi. Rav Kahana learned it like that. Rav Tiyumi Masni Hachi. Kiman azla hadutanya. Who says like this?
Hey, Shashuruyim b'chatzer echad. Five live in one chatzer. V'shachach echad behen v'lo irev. And one forgot, didn't make an erev. Kishahu mevatel, reshuso. When he's mevatel it, ain't zarech levatel reshuso kol echad v'echad.
You don't have to vatel each and every one.
Come on, who does that go like? Am Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Am Rav Sheshet, come on, Kerbi Eliezer. Okay? Now, we are going to ask a question, which will take us down to the end of the parak. I'm only Rav Papa L'Rabaya. So, L'Rabbi Eliezer, what if Eliezer, what about if, according to Eliezer, who said, when you mevado your chatzar, your house goes along for the ride. E amar lo mevat luna. But what if the guy says, I'm not being mevado my house? I'm telling you, I'm not. So now what? Do we say it happens anyway? What the guy said? No. Or the other way, l'rabbanon, e amar mevat luna mai. What about if, according to l'rabbanon, the guy said, my chatzar and my house too. Does that work? Is the house taka bottle? And according to Eliezer, he said, no, not my house. I have stuff in there. No, I'm not the vatalist. The chatzah I'll do for you, not the house. So does that work? It's a question on both sides. The Rebbe, time of the Rebbe Lazar, what's Rebbe Lazar's reason? Mishum de kasavar, because he holds, ha'm vatal reshus chatzero, he's mevatel his chatzah, reshus beis obitel. The house comes along for the ride. Bahai, this guy, Amar, I'm not love that Luna. I'm not doing it. Oh, Dilmore, maybe. Time of Rebbe Eliezer, Mishum, the bias below Chatzah, of the Inchi, the diary. There's no such thing as a house without a Chatzah. People don't live in a house like that. You don't live in a house, you can't leave. Right? You don't live in a house like that. So, Vechikam, Alom, that Luna, when he said, I'm not being Mabatal it, Lav Kimine, Lav Kol Kimine. He didn't say anything. There's no power to say that. Afakav, the Amar Dairaina, even though he said, I want to stay here, Lav Klunkama. He didn't say anything. What kind of crazy thing is that to say? I'm living in a house without a chatzah. Nobody does that. So he said it, we ignore it. Ulu Rabbanan, and according to the Rabbanan, I ama mivat tilna, and according to the Rabbanan, when he said, I am about to my house, my, what's the story? My time of the Rabbanan. Why do the Rabbanan hold how they hold? Mishum de kasavri ha mivat la reshus chatzero, Rishus based on low detail. Normally, when you're mevatel your chatzar, the house does not go along for the ride. And he said it does. Oh, Dilma, time of the Rabbanan, maybe the Rabbanan hold, Mishum delo avet inish, the mesalik nafshe lagamri b'ayisumi chatzar.
Why should a person completely remove himself from his house and his chatzar? The chatzar, he has to remove himself, otherwise no eruv. What about the house? Why did he do that?
This guy, kioreach legabayhu, v'havi kioreach legabayhu. What does that mean? V'hai kioreach legabayhu. He's like a chutz. He's like a guest by them. V'hai kiyom mevatilna. And when he said I'm mevatil it, laf kol kamine kamar.
He had no right to say that. It has no effect.
Amale. So the answer is bein l'rabbanon, bein l'rabbeliezer. Kivin the gully, dite the gully.
You said it. Whatever you say, you're bound by your words.
We say that there's a little bit, there's a
split?
Yes. According to Rabbi Eliezer, according to both of them. There's a time to say on both sides, it doesn't make any sense. Because how could you live in a house? Who lives in a house that. He said it, and is bound by it.
Okay? And just because it's Ruchag, it doesn't mean we forget about Pesach. V'chein shamati v'enoshi yotin ba'akbali in b'pesach.
You can be yotin with akbali on Pesach. It's some kind of maror.
My akbali, what is it? Amar of Sheshes. Amar of Shalkesh. Shalkesh said, atavsa charuziyasa. It's some kind of thick growth near the dekel tree, near the palm tree.
And it tastes bitter? No, because in that Mishnah, he said, I heard this from Rabbi Eliezer about chatzers, And then he threw. I also heard this about mother, about Marah. So it was a, you know, that's what it means. I heard, it's some kind of bitter herb by the Dekel tree. Hadron alach osin pasin. Hadron alach osin pasin. Hadron alach osin pasin.